Hello.
Hi, this is Dina from Family First Home Care.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm doing well. I did get a message that you had some questions about our agency, and you were looking to, yep.
Yes. I just had a few questions.
Sure.
I was wondering what payroll company you use for, like ADP, the PayFlex?
We use Excelforce.
Excelforce?
Yes. But it shouldn't affect any, you know, if there's anything that you're concerned about, I can address that.
Okay. No, because I just have everything like stuff on autopay, and I get paid on Wednesday evening with my current company. I mean, payday is Friday, but I get paid, you know, like 2 days earlier. So I was just wondering what payroll company you use.
Yeah. And, so the way it works is that the employee gets paid every Friday, usually in the morning. Well, it's always in the morning. And you get paid every week for the previous week that you worked. So it's paid on a weekly basis. And the week period runs from Monday through Sunday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And do you use Keeper, Paykeeper? Do y'all use that?
We don't use Paykeeper.
Keeper, like where you can get your access your paycheck earlier.
Sometimes that generally that goes with the bank, less of the agency, more the bank. There are some banks, I believe, that can allow you to get the paycheck on Thursday.
Okay. And
the pay stubs generally come out Thursday.
Oh, okay. And I'm just trying to think if there's any. Oh, and as far as your medical, like for prescription, who's that through? Because that was one of my other concerns too.
I can send you an email. I have an email here with the benefits package, so you can read it over. It includes full detail on what we can cover. Can you just provide me with your email?
Sure. It's my first and last name. It's Tanita Tinita Joyce Joyce. @gmail.com.
Okay.
And how does your onboarding go? Do I have to come into your office for paperwork, or is it all done through email? Like, how does that work?
So it's all done remotely. You do have the option of coming in if you prefer. Our office is located in Philadelphia, but you don't need to. There's a couple of processes that need to be done. They're done by an onboarding coordinator, so she'd walk you through it step by step. If there's any questions, you have any concerns, you want to hear what needs to be done?
You can tell me.
I'll send that to you in the email as well, so you can look over it when you have a moment.
Okay. We're on our way to an appointment right now. My mom has physical therapy at 1, so just fine. But that's pretty much it. It's just I'm not pleased with my current agency. I've been with them for like 2.5 years, Elite, and they act like, I don't know. They just act like it's like the end all the be all. They be giving me a hard time with stuff because I told them I left my corporate job to be my mom's caregiver because in 2016 I didn't even know like this was a thing because my dad passed away from cancer back in 2016. I took FMLA from my job to take care of him basically, but I didn't know that that this was even a thing until recently when my mom got sick. They were like, well, you can be paid to be your mom's caregiver, and so I was like, okay. But they just really, we just went on vacation recently, and I had a problem with getting paid. My coordinator had to step in because I was clocking in and out for my mom's phone because we were on vacation. They're like, no, you should use the EVV. And I'm like, well, it wasn't going to come up in range because we were all on family vacation. Like, everybody was there because my client is my mom. So
that definitely wouldn't occur in our agency. Generally, when the patient and the caregiver go on vacation, we take down their new address that they're at for the week. And then they can clock in and out from there. Or, if there's any issues like that, there's always timesheets as an alternative option. It should never be a reason for a caregiver not to get paid.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty much it, I guess. That's pretty much it. If you could just send me that stuff in the email so I can just look over it, so we can just go ahead and finalize it.
Yes, definitely. I'll send that over to you. If you have any questions when you're reading them, you can feel free to give me a call.
Okay. And what was your name again? I'm sorry.
My name is Dina. D-I-N as in Nancy A. Yep.
All right. Thanks, Dina. It was nice talking to you. Thanks for returning my call.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too.